We are Mockery Rocks.
And we're trying to get paid by pushing our regular listeners over to Patreon. And I'm sorry to report that it's not working.
I detest cheap sentiment.
Getting down to business, a famous college football coach who has also coached in the professional ranks by the name of Jim Harbaugh marched. Well, I don't know if you'd call it a march. It wasn't military style. As protests continue across the USA, Michigan Wolverine coach Jim Harbaugh has joined others in marching against the systematic brutality against the black community. Harbaugh, along with Wolverines football players, a few, and basketball forward Isaiah Livers, was part of a peaceful walk in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That is all I wish to say at this time about protests and marching. But, you know, that incident that sparked the protests washed over all the news about the pandemic. Officials in Tokyo have issued an alert after confirming the highest daily tally of coronavirus infections in weeks. It's the first time the number has topped 30 in more than 3 weeks. Nearly 5,300 people have tested positive so far in Tokyo, a city of about 14 million. The increase comes 1 week after the central government lifted a state of emergency for the Tokyo metropolitan area. There's a source to another source. Yahoo! Reprinted from the New York Times Dateline, Minneapolis. The two guys could have known, but probably did not know each other. I mean the perpetrator and the victim. One was a veteran of the Minneapolis Police Department. Sometimes he would moonlight when he was off duty as a security guard. And then the victim also provided security at a Salvation Army store and spent some of his evenings at a local nightclub or another local nightclub. And doing security, he became a bouncer. In the year before the fatal encounter, George Floyd and the officer, Derek Chauvin, worked at the same Minneapolis Latin nightclub, both part of the team responsible for keeping rowdy customers under control. Their paths crossed for the last time when, in the waning light of a Memorial Day, outside a corner store known as the best place in town to find menthol cigarettes. Within an hour, Floyd was dead. His last pleas and gasps captured in a video. In a move that has since prompted protests in cities all across the USA, Chauvin knelt down on Floyd's neck. For 8 minutes and 46 seconds, according to a criminal complaint filed by the Hennepin County District Attorney, the police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck in silence, staring upward as his captive gasped repeatedly that he could not breathe. Floyd's case began with a report of a counterfeit $20 bill
The storekeeper said he tried to pass to buy cigarettes.
He died for
nothing. Something about a fake bill that was nothing. So said Jason Polk, 53 years of age, a city bus driver, and one of a number of South Minneapolis residents who have expressed outrage over the case. Governor Tim Walz called the fatal arrest, and the nights of violent protests that have come after it, one of our darkest chapters.
Thank God a young person could get it on video, the governor said.
With Chauvin in custody and formally charged, first with third-degree murder and now second-degree murder. Prosecutors must now try to understand what happened in the chaotic moments before Floyd was taken to Hennepin County Medical Center and pronounced dead at 9:25 p.m.
Most news consumers already know the story. I just thought I could get into that little detail about how close the two men passed
in the night. Some night they most probably never met,
but they could have. Yes, they could have
worked at the same place sometimes.
Mockery Rocks asking, have you heard about the rock guitarist who is also an astrophysicist?
I am talking about Brian May. He has teamed up with asteroid researchers to investigate striking similarities and a puzzling difference between separate bodies exploded by space probes. The research team ran a supercomputer-based fight club involving simulated large asteroid collisions to probe the object's likely origins. Their work is reported by Nature Communications, a publication published May 27, 2020.
The study was led by Patrick Michel,
CNRS Director of Research of France's Côte d'Azur Observatory, also lead scientist of ESA's Hera mission for planetary defense. He notes that this research also has relevance for Hera, which will explore the Deimos binary asteroid system following the orbital deflection of the smaller of the two bodies by NASA's DART spacecraft.
Mockery Rocks.
I am Patrick Boggs. No matter how many times I have told you that I'm Rocky's dad, Rocky is doing all right. He is 15 years old plus January, February, March, April, and May. And now in June, for the Japanese school year, he has started going to the school's campus, which means he has replaced the classroom with the classroom going through the computer. In Japan, the school year starts in April, and you go through June and most of July before getting a summer holiday.
Tens of millions of Americans are cashless,
many desperate to feed their children. Meanwhile, the richest Americans merrily float along on a rapidly rising tide of money, thanks mainly to Trump and company.
Not the Trump Organization, but Trump and Company.
My analysis of Federal Reserve data shows a record flow of greenbacks. Let the corporate rich pour trillions of dollars into their accounts as they fired tens of millions of people. Now the money saved just sits idle. How can it be that as want ravages cash-starved Americans, money wealth rises for the already rich like a tide?
The answer is as simple as it is awful. The Trump administration and Republicans in the Senate are taking care of those who need help the least, while declaring enough is enough already for the unemployed. At the same time, 36% of adults who lost their jobs to the COVID-19 pandemic or had their hours cut say they couldn't pay their bills in April. But the Trump administration and the Republican leaders in the Senate say no more, at least for now. Yet they are rolling out proposals to give more to the richest among us. Donald Trump promised to champion the forgotten man when he ran in 2016. Apparently, he forgot about innocent victims of the long-predicted infectious disaster. But he hasn't forgotten about the swamp creatures he brought to Washington and the one still roaming unchecked beyond the nation's capital. But the four pandemic relief laws totaling $3 trillion of spending and tax breaks aren't the only source of all this cash at the top. Cash began pouring into money funds in early March just as the Trump pandemic was escalating. Since the beginning of March, when the coronavirus started killing Americans, idle cash parked in institutional money market funds ballooned. The figure grew from less than $2.3 trillion to more than $3.3 trillion in just 13 weeks. Companies parked $1 trillion in institutional money market funds. To park that much cash, companies had to deposit $11 billion each and every day. Institutional money market funds are one of the places where large corporations and other big enterprises park money they don't need right away. Parked cash doesn't help revive our economy. It just sits idle like a box in a garage, just gathering dust. Cash also gets deposited at commercial banks. Since the economy began its long rebound early in the Obama administration, commercial bank deposits grew at 6% annually. Under Trump, that fell to 4.6% until mid-March. But since then, the growth in bank deposits leaped to a 15.8% rate. Consider another measure of cash known as M1. The total of all dollar bills and coins held in checking accounts and traveler's checks. By this measure, the amount of cash in America grew at a rate of 42% annually in the 13 weeks from February 3rd to May 4th. Federal Reserve reports show.
That's almost twice the highest rate ever previously. 22.5% in 2011. It's also almost seven times the average 6.3% annual growth in the basic money supply since 1976, Federal Reserve reports show. The result is an abundance of cash everywhere, except where it is needed most. That's a choice to favor the rich. And as I often say, I don't read the whole thing. If you want the whole thing, please go to a place on the World Wide Web they call Raw Story. This article was paid for by Raw Story subscribers. Publication date, May 24th, 2020. Writer was David K. Johnston. And Mockery Rocks wants to have subscribers through Patreon. But so far, we have not moved any subscribers from the regular free feed to Patreon. It takes someone who really believes. Believes what? Believes in not taking anything too seriously, but also being well-informed. That kind of person is the kind of person that should support Mockery Rocks. Until then, you can find for free the most recent Rocks of Mockery for free on Patreon. I thank you so very much for listening to this Rock of Mockery. Yeah, try three times.